You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. It's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, GeoSavin, SiriusXM, and Audible. And now I just got us on some new sites, but I can't remember what the hell they are. So I'll get back to you. I was up till 3:30 one morning and just cranking out the work. Yeah. So I did a lot. We are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard, Art 19, BMG, and 5050 Global Music Inc., of course. We love you. Shout out to Quest, if you're watching. bands and artists that we manage, Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, China Myers, author. Woo! Oh wait, screenwriter now too. So we gotta do that too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We got Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show, Berserk, actor, producer, director. Actor and producer Derek Webb. We got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian, that wacky, crazy guy, dresses up, you know, in chainmail and metal and a lot of fur, you know, look like a lot of dead things on him. I don't know. But that's how Vikings dress. And yeah. That's okay.
Does he have a kilt on? Does he wear a kilt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Full everything. Dude, he's hilarious. One of the funniest guys I know. Vokills, he just did something with Run DMC, so I'll be checking him out. Star Daddy. We got Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject. He's been doing a lot of projects lately, including helping his wife on burlesque shows. We went out and saw them at Bell Book and Candle at the El Cid on Sunset in like the Silver Lake area, California. Great venue to see shows. Really nice people, really nice place. And I wouldn't mind, you know, doing something there myself. In that realm, of course. Then we've got Lillian Sin, actress, who's Mortis the Devil's Reject's wife. And she is also a freak show performer, burlesque dancer, and, like I said, actress. She does a lot. That woman's very busy. Always on set somewhere. So check out Lillian Sin, or also goes by Lillian Mortis. We got Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California. That's a metal band up north. We got Borderline Radio Show with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine, and they're out of Italy. Of course, we've got Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, also known as Adam Nuke. He's also a freak show performer. So if you'd like to book him for your next event, especially if you have anything going on in the world of like circus type performing or anything that you need done, skip to me. Thank you. It's all over the place. okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Sorry, the muse. It's the muse. Okay. The muse. Oh, sorry. No, it's just you keep. I keep disappearing.
Hey, muse. Hey, muse.
Come here on this side. You don't have to say hello. Anyway, Lucas Humphrey, and then, of course, Scott Plant out of New Hampshire. We're Jenny and
hello.
The Muse there.
Yeah. Hello.
he's attempting to do the camera work. But I'm trying to get my laptop to work again. Anyway, we'll do that for next week. It's a project for another time. We also now, big announcement. We just signed on our management label, Get Real Global Artist Management, to represent the band Maze. The United Kingdom, who is also with Sony and 50/50 Global Music Inc. Thank you very much. Hell yeah, we're about to send them a contract, get all that taken care of, and whatever. So very nice. And of course, we do bookings for them. We do bookings for our guest tonight, ODE. Yes. Hell yeah. Yes. And then we also have other artists that we do bookings for as well. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. We manage a lot of artists, obviously, as you can tell. And then we also do bookings for Sony artists that are through, like, The Orchard and stuff like that. So, of course, Karen Lowe, Broninger McDaniel. If you want to book any of these people, let me know. Aaron Hugh Brown, which is also known as Avalanche. He is a Jamaican. He's reggae. So hit me up if you want to book him for your next concert. I don't know. I think he lives in Jamaica, though. So, but he's willing to come here to the United States, go on tour. If you want to book him for your cruise ship, you know, sailing through the Caribbean. You know, I mean, it won't be far from home. See, you know, he just dock back in Jamaica, jump off, go home. Yeah. He'll be good. oh, yeah. His music's really good, though. Go check him out. He's got some really good music on Spotify.
We going to have him on the show?
He's gonna be on the show, I believe, in December. January. No, I think January. I've been booking. I'm a booking fool. I've been booking up the radio show as well quite a bit. So lots of stuff happening with Sony, especially all of our artists with Sony. Lots of great stuff coming. I know Ode East had a song that just came out. I believe, right, on November, the end of November. Oh, no, it's about to come out. Excuse me, it's about to come. Oh, no, it just did. We're already on, like, the 25th. That's right. You just had another one that came. Okay, good.
You guys are going to blow it up, man.
Oh, yay. Great stuff. Really great stuff. EDM, I love it.
I was in the bathroom like this.
Really?
I'm serious.
Okay. Now we need to make you guys, like, actual, like, music videos, like full-on music videos.
Call me if you want to do some of that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, there you go. China wants to jump into that video. Heck yeah. Oh, sure. Jenny's down to always jump in. But, I'll make sure I'm a little more prepared next time with, like, maybe some makeup or shit. But anyway, this show is brought to you by the wacky, zany, crazy people from Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. I don't know who the hell they are, but they keep paying the bills and keep the lights on. So we're going to keep rolling along with that. Oh, wait, that's me. Never mind.
Okay.
That's right. Or a day job to pay for this shit. That's okay. Someday I'll help them strike it rich off the bookings of the wonderful artist from Sony, and possibly, maybe someday make money from managing them. maybe we'll see. I am also now the booking agent for Circle the Earth. I'm gonna be doing bookings for them, and I'm trying to get them distributed through Sony. So let's hope we can get that all taken care of, because they're going to come in under me, which is under 50/50 Global Music Inc. And they're a direct subsidiary of Sony Music. So great stuff. I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot of fun. Going to get some stuff booked, some festivals, especially. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Ode East. I saw some amazing festivals you guys could jump on easy. I was looking at some K-pop stuff. I was looking at some EDM. I was looking at electronica. There was, like, a bunch of different stuff. So we're gonna fit well with a lot of these different things.
Let's jump right into it.
Hell yeah. Okay. You want to ask the first question? Yes, exactly. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay. Hi, this is Ellie. I'm currently stuck in Taiwan because of the COVID. Stuck here for like 1.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm basically based in Germany. And then we are more like doing experimental electronic music. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's me. And Mika.
Are you the lead singer? Second singer?
Yes.
You're the lead singer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. You go.
Miko.
Yes. Hi. I'm Miko. I'm a music producer living in Japan.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice. Cool. See, another first on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Somebody calling in from Japan and also Taiwan.
Yeah.
We've never had people call in from those countries. So, hey, all right.
Welcome.
The East is the first on the show. Very exciting stuff.
So, do you have an album out, singles? What do you got?
Right now, we already have like 3 singles and already out preparing for next year. We got one. First single is called Dry Bones. And the second one is called Call Me. The third one is Not My Pain. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
Very good. I was listening to them earlier. Very
yeah,
nice.
Me too.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I was grooving. I loved it.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Good stuff. So, Nico, you produced her music.
Yes, I do all music. And she sing.
Go girl power. That's all I got to say. Go girl
power. Yay. We are more like, we're actually more like doing this like together as a duo. So, we don't really say like I'm the vocal, but we do like we use the vocal as a sound effect.
Okay. Let's see. How did you guys meet? How did you put the group together?
Okay, this is funny. It's 2017. Yeah. This happened 2017. I was in Tokyo. And then all of a sudden, I got a phone call from Quest. And then he said, hey, are you in Tokyo right now? I said, yeah, I'm here. And he said, can you go help me to check a girl? And then her name is Miko. I said, oh, yeah? And then I said, I'm a singer. And then he said, well, you have to be a one day A&R. I said, oh, all right. So he called me. He's so spontaneous, as always. And
yes,
then,
very much so.
And then he sent me the link of Miko's music on SoundCloud. And when I heard it, I was like, nah, I don't know about this one. And then it was a mistake because she posted a reshare and that music is not okay. And
okay.
And, it's called Spider. It was fiery, really great. So I reached out to her and then we decided to meet up. And then that day we both were drunk. That's how that happened.
Wow. That's hilarious.
She was seriously drunk.
I said, Miko should drink some sake. Yeah. And get all like rice wined out of it, you know. But she's all like, no. Allie's like, no, we have whiskey. I was like, oh, they play hard. We love whiskey. I was like, hell yeah, Miko and Allie are our girls. Someday I hope to come to Japan and all party together with some sake and some whiskey, and we'll have a good time.
Because
you know,
we were so drunk, so we didn't talk about the details, just like, hey, kind of thing.
Say, I'm tipsy, are you tipsy?
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So how did you come up with the name for your first single?
Oh, the first, the name, you mean Dry Bones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was very spontaneous. It's actually from Book of Ezekiel in the Bible. It's in the chapter 37 that God is telling a prophet, his name is Ezekiel, to raise the dry bones and the dead people like from a life, just back to life. And then he was speaking, just tell the dry bones to come alive again and then to become a huge army. And then I was like, oh, that sounds pretty epic, you know, like when I look at envisioned things, it's like it looks really epic. So we decided to just put the verse there, and then yeah, it became the lyrics, and then make this
very creative. Out. Yeah, I
sounds like
it.
The great con. It sounds like the great concept for a horror movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah. Raises
could
the
be
dead
the music for a horror movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That'd be badass.
Yeah,
you could totally do something with that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, you're saying you're going to be coming out with another single soon?
Yeah, we're gonna have not single but EP, and
right.
The EP the next year, the whole concept is about like a cocoon, about coming out, transformation, and then okay. Butterfly, and so
very
yeah,
nice.
So the first
well, explain to our audience, our listeners, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's like a caterpillar in the cocoon, and then waiting for it's going through this process of you have to isolate yourself first if you are going to awakening season. And we both feel like, I mean, especially me, I feel like I started late in a sense. So I want to portray this the whole process, like, hey, I've been waiting, and then now we are getting ready to come out soon, and now it's like this cocoon season, so we need to isolate ourselves from the crowd.
Awesome.
I understand exactly what you mean when you say that, because like before you can display what you have to think about it, you know, regroup everything, right?
Yeah, we'll brush out any noise, you know, from outside.
Right.
Good for you. It sounds
amazing. Can you tell our audience what the name of your band means?
Oh, I'll let Miko answer this question.
Good. I was going to ask that.
It's a beautiful meaning.
Okay.
It's a beautiful meaning. It really
is.
Thank
is
you.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, we didn't think about the meaning, actually. I don't know.
I think it's a nice. I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, this is actually a really nice name. It means water of the east.
Yes.
I'm very romantic. Water
very
of the east.
Yeah.
Okay.
We tried to figure out a name probably over 2 months, and now we don't know our names. Yeah. And then one day she's drunk, and then she said, Urdu East. I said, what does it mean? And she said, that's like water from the east. I was like, that's really romantic.
It's French. Urdu East. Are you shitting me? You did not. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, bitch. Look, please. Oh, my Lord. Look at you, Miko. Read shit off a bar.
Miko, I have no idea you came up with that name.
This is the first time she hearing about it?
I feel so disappointed.
Really?
You thought it was this profound meaning, right?
Yeah, I thought she went to the mountain.
Yeah.
You were just wrong for that, young lady. That was hilarious. I love it. That's one of the best names and the best explanations and the best thing I've ever, I swear.
Yeah.
You just made my night
and
you're laughing about this for the next 3 freaking days. I swear to God. Yes, and it is that type of show, Allie. You can swear on here. We don't care. Anything goes on Jenny's Real Talk.
Yeah. Do you have any other music to play?
I got 3 songs that we're going to play tonight. The 3 songs that she sent me, the 3 singles they have out. Call Me, Know My Pain, and Dry Bones. Yeah. So there's three songs, and we'll play them. And, of course, you know, the usual, whatever order they want to play. First, okay, let's play one. Let's play a song. Which song do you want to start with?
Nico?
Which Dry Bones.
Want to do Dry Bones? Okay. Yeah. Cool. Sam, can you please play Dry Bones by the East?
It sounded like a guy. Did you have a guy in there too?
No.
There was a deeper voice. Did you do that? Did you put that in
that's
there?
Holly.
That was probably Miko. No.
Yeah, it sounded like at some point it was like a deeper voice.
The muse was over here dancing and stuff. The muse was over here dancing.
Actually, that's a nice song. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you want to groove, right?
Yeah, that was a nice song. I like it.
And he's all over here dancing and stuff. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I was too. I can't lie. I was too.
Me too. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. Hello to the music video,
China.
What'd you say?
Are you ready to be in the music video?
I can't wait. I want to. Oh. Yeah, hell yeah. We're going to do this. We're gonna be dancing in a music video.
Okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. I can do it.
I still
got it. I'm 58, but I still got it.
Of course you do. All right, let's talk about the second song. What is Call Me about? Why did you write that? What is it about?
Okay, Call Me is it's kind of stupid. It's a song about a girl really in love with someone, but she knew that this relationship is not gonna go anywhere because the guy is pretty toxic. So she's like waiting in the middle of the night, still waiting for the guy to call her. It's like her heart, she's in love with this guy, but her head knows that's not okay.
That he's not good for her.
She's not good for her. So, but she's still yearning like, hey, call me. She cannot pick up the call or call that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow, I got you.
So that's really nice.
Yeah,
talking to yourself in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
who wrote the music for it?
We write it together.
All together? Okay, got you.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I like the beats.
I like the concept, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think it's pretty relatable.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, who hasn't met a toxic guy that they know they shouldn't be bothered with, but the heart knows what the heart wants, right?
Yeah.
Or vice versa. How many guys have gotten with toxic females that are just no good for them?
It goes
both ways. And guys can be sitting, there are certain types of dudes who would be sitting by the phone waiting for the bitch to call. But I already know my husband's not one of them. He is not the type to sit and wait around for anybody, let alone a female.
Good for him.
Yeah,
he's too busy out being himself.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, he's over here. Yeah, oh, he's dancing. And
okay.
Yeah, he's not even playing. Okay. Anyway. Jay's Real Talk on the Block is hosted by Jenny and the Muse, China Myers, Derek Webb, who says, by the way, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
He's sorry that he cannot be here tonight.
I miss him.
But he took, we all miss him, but he chose to take the evening off so he could spend a little time with his family. And I applaud that, so go right for it. If I had a family, I might selfishly do the same damn thing. I'm sorry, you have a husband. But we're going to go celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, and then next year we'll be with our family in Maine and all that. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, we'll go down to torment, Derek in New Hampshire. And, of course, also China and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Where, I want to take the husband to Atlantic City,
Cool.
Go down through, hit that, hit Foxwoods Casino,
Oh, definitely.
A little bit of Connecticut. Got to hit that. Maybe a little Mohegan Sun, that kind of shit. But anyway, Sam, can we please play the song Call Me by Ode to East?
Call me.
awesome work, guys. You guys are really talented.
Like at least six or seven times I thought the song was done, but it wasn't. Because I would keep doing that where it stops and then starts back up, like does that thing again. Like, God damn it. I don't know if it's done.
I know, it checked me too.
Do I turn on the mic now? Oh, but wait, no, maybe I don't. Yeah, should I now? Oh, God, fuck. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. You were trying to fuck with me on that song, weren't you? You intentionally thought of your booking agent, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and said, how can I fuck with her the most? I'm going to put out a song that makes her think 10, 15 times in a row that the song is about to be done, and it's really not. You sure, Allie? Are you sure, Allie? I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you.
That was very interesting.
It's a really unique song. It's very different.
Definitely,
you know,
different. Yeah.
Nico is like really doing most of the heavy. She is doing most of the production. She's really
girl. You go, girl.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
I'm a very very talented young lady. Yeah, I love that. Like crazy. It's crazy.
I wish
like,
I could
really
hook
good.
Up with you. I wish you were here in Pennsylvania. We would hook up.
Someday, let's just get, you know, so when we're big and famous or something, I don't know, whatever happens, you know, we have passports. We can go to Japan and visit them or Germany someday when the stupid pandemic is over or something.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
To the bar.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to the bar. And we're going to smoke some marijuana, okay?
You guys don't want me to go to the bar. I'm a cheapie.
Miko.
I am such a cheap date. A little shot glass and I am blitzing.
Oh, damn. Well, you'll be a cheap date then.
I told you, I'm cheap.
I don't have a problem with cheap dates. Oh, that's even better for me because that's more alcohol for me and the husband.
Yeah.
Speaking of alcohol, husband, it is Thanksgiving Eve on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Somewhere in the world, it's 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Or 5 a.m. or, I don't know, whatever time. I really don't care. Because any time is the right time to have a shot.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't mean, you know, penicillin.
Now,
for all you musicians out there, I don't mean, or porn stars. I don't know, whichever.
I'm not trying to be funny, but do you guys celebrate Thanksgiving?
We actually don't really celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, because they're not from here in the U.S. Right. like that. So, you know, they don't celebrate the same like kind of holidays we do.
I was thinking maybe is there something similar that you guys celebrate?
Yeah.
Actually, not really.
No?
They have their own holidays. They have their own, like, things that they do in their country, for sure.
I think for most of the Asia country right now, kind of like apply the Thanksgiving, but more as a shopping thing.
I knew it. Because
they
Black
don't
Friday,
know about the main name.
Black Friday, they want all the deals.
Yeah.
Buy
the Black
some
Friday.
Good shit online and at the stores. Yeah. That is what it is.
Yes.
We have one more song to play.
Yeah.
We want to play Know My Pain. I kind of think I know why you probably wrote that one. Something to do with somebody that really caused you some pain.
Yeah.
Was it a guy?
Really.
No? Okay.
No. Last one was really a guy. Yeah.
Oh. And he caused you a lot of pain, huh?
Oh, he caused me so much pain.
So much. Too much.
Know My Pain. But it could relate to many different things.
Yeah. But
not just a relationship. You could be in pain for many different reasons. I mean, in the sense of emotional pain, the loss of someone or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. But Know My Pain is, to me, is quite meaningful, this song. Because I wrote it when DMX died.
You're kidding me.
He's my favorite rapper of all time.
I don't believe he died.
DMX.
He is my favorite too.
Oh,
I can't believe he died. He had a bad heroin addiction. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. What else would make you drive 150 miles an hour through an airport and with police chasing you? I don't know if it was really 150, but he was going really fast through an airport, like driving through, because he was running from the police.
Wow.
He took them on a high-speed pursuit. You got to be on drugs to do some shit like that. What do you mean?
So sad.
It was very sad, but you know what? It would be really sad if we don't play this last song by Oda East.
Yeah.
Okay. Called Know My Pain.
Yeah.
Jenny's Real Talk.
On the block.
Sony Music.
Fairy fantasies, so close to redeem. Scald your head while you come in me. Side of dream, promise to see. Talk to me, so I know where to go. Where to turn to.
For being on our show today. Go check them out on Spotify and Amazon Music and all music platforms everywhere. Check them out. Go check out their YouTube page, everywhere that social media is. Instagram, I believe you're EAU_THE_EAST. EASD. Go check them out. Oda East. Go check them out. They're everywhere.
You guys are really good.
Really talented.
Thank you.
I feel so. Very, very talented. Yeah. We wanted to just thank you so much for being on the show today. And especially, you're calling in from, you know, Tokyo, Japan, and Taiwan. That is crazy. Taipei, Taiwan. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the capital I learned. I went and looked that shit up yesterday.
Oh.
I did research to make sure I knew what was going on. But go check him out everywhere on social media. There was Sony Music, The Orchard. Go check them out. 5050 Global Music, Inc. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to thank you to China for being on the show today.
Thanks for having
shout
me.
Shout out to Derek Webb. We miss you. And somewhere, hopefully in Washington State by this point, Silent Giggles is on her Thanksgiving travels to go visit her older sister.
Have fun, Silent Giggles.
Have fun, Silent Giggles. We dropped her up at the airport this morning. We'll be picking her up again on Saturday.
Oh, no.
All right. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Don't forget, this coming Thursday, next Thursday, not tomorrow, but next Thursday, on December 2nd, go see our buddies from Corners of Sanctuary playing at the Whiskey A Go Go. They're going to be playing about 9 o'clock. Make sure you get there plenty early, get a good spot, some really great bands that night, including our buddies who've been on the radio show before, Attack of the Rising, with our buddy Tony LaPree. Go check them out next Thursday, Whiskey A Go Go, West Hollywood, California. That is Attack of the Rising and Corners of Sanctuary. And Corners of Sanctuary is from the East Coast. We always rep our East Coast people.
I represent
okay,
East Coast.
And then, of course, on December 4th, next Saturday, go check out the Brave Warriors Experience. Go check him out, Warrior Dave, Brave Warriors Experience on Instagram, also Brave Warriors Experience on Facebook and everywhere. Go check it out. See who's playing the show. I know that Band of Family is playing. I know Suppressed Intentions is playing. Death Boutique and a bunch of other really great, talented bands are playing. Characters in Pomona. Youngblood Productions. I will see you there next Saturday, December 4th. We'll be partying with our friend Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions. Warrior Dave is going to be for his birthday. So come on out, party with us in Pomona. We're going to have a great time. Shout out to Mario. Shout out to Big John. All our wonderful sound staff out at the show. We're going to have a great time. Come on out, party with us. And go check out James Earl Talk on the Block, Gabriel Global Entertainment, LLC, our wonderful China Myers, all of the artists that we mentioned earlier, actor, producer, Derek Webb. Big things are coming for him. Hopefully a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cross our fingers. All right, and then, of course, we've got more concerts coming up, more things to do. Next Wednesday, real quick before we go, Circle the Earth. Hopefully we're going to be getting them with Sony here very shortly, but cool. Very, very honored to work with them. Circle the Earth next Wednesday,
awesome.
Every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned. Those wacky, crazy guys from the Mentality Show coming up next at 6 p.m. Jenny out.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.